హృదయ కుహర మధ్యే కేవల బ్రహ్మమాత్రం అహమహమితి సాక్షాదాత్మరూపేణ భాతి హృది విషమనసా సంసింవతామజ్జతా పవన చలన రోధాత్ ఆత్మనిష్టోభవత్వం. ఉపదేశ సారం is a small text written by Sri Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi. Upadesha means a teaching. Saram means essence. So Upadesha Saram means the essence of the teaching. What teaching? The essence of which teaching? What is that teaching? The teaching is about Vedantal. Vedasya Antaha Vedanta. The ultimate essence of Vedas. Vedanta means not end portion of the Veda. Vedanta means, their anta means nischayaha ityarthaha. The nischaya done by the Vedas at that ultimate final portion is called Vedanta. So, upadesha means teaching, saram means essence, essence of that teaching which is given in Vedanta, the ultimate teaching. Ultimate teaching means, the question may arise, there must be something before that ultimate teaching. When this teaching is essence of the ultimate of Vedas, there must be something before that ultimate teaching. What is that previous teaching? When this is ultimate teaching, the essence, there must be something before. That teaching is nothing but karma kanda. The essence of the Vedas, the teaching is jnanam or jnana kanda. The previous portion of this ultimate teaching is karma kanda, ritualistic portion. Karma kanda or upasana kanda. Rituals, meditations, all are given in that previous portion. Knowledge is given in this final portion. This upadesham, the teaching or instruction, we can call it as instruction. Instruction given by whom? Instruction given by the Lord Shiva to the sages who were staying in Dwaraka Vanam. The Lord Shiva gave the teaching or instruction to those sages who were staying in Dwaraka Vanam. Nagesha Dwaraka Vanam is one of the Jyotirlingas. In Shiva Puranam, this story occurs. What is that story? What is that behind this Upadesha Saram, the story we have to understand little bit. The great saint and poet also, Sri Muruganar, he want to write a Shiva Puranam, one incident from Shiva Puranam in 100 verses. In 100 verses, this Muruganar, who is saint as well as poet, he want to write 100 verses from Shiva Puranam, which the story occurs in Dwaraka Vanam. That 100 verses, why he want to write? He is a devotee of Ramana Maharshi. Ramana Maharshi devotee he is. He want to identify Ramana Maharshi as well as Lord Shiva. Ramana Maharshi is none other than Arunachaleshwara. That Murugana felt this identity between Lord Shiva and Ramana Maharshi. He want to identify and he want to write looking upon Ramana Maharshi as Bhagavan Lord Shiva. With that intention he has started writing these 100 verses. Who? Muruganar. When Muruganar is writing those 100 verses, when he came to 70 verses, he has completed 70 verses, 70. 30 verses left out. He has to write. When he is going to write further 30 verses, what was the story then? These sages who were in Dwarkavana, sages were performing a ritual. With this motive. What is that motive? This ritual, whatever we are performing, with some desire we are doing this ritual. This ritual will give definitely the phalam. Therefore, this ritual let us perform so that we will get whatever that desired benefit we can acquire. With that intention, they have started the ritual. These sages, when they were doing that ritual with this motive, those ritualists, they are called Purva Mimamsakah. Those ritualists, those who are performing this ritual, they are called Purva Mimamsakah. Why they are called as Purva Mimamsakah? Purva Mimamsakah, they have two salient features. If they have these salient features, they are called Purva Mimamsakah. Who are they? What is the first salient feature of Purva Mimamsaka? A Purva Mimamsaka is one who consider a ritual, performing the ritual, that ritual itself gives a phalam. They are astikas only. They take Veda as pramana. They are astikas and they give importance to that karma, ritual, and that karma itself gives phalam. It is their convention. They consider that. This is the first salient feature. Karmana phalam asti prapnomi iti chintanam asti. That means what? This karma will give phalam. How they have come to this conclusion? They have come to this conclusion. There is no Ishvara karma phala data. For them, according to Purva Mimamsakas, for them there is no Ishvara at all. They are Vaidikas. Veda pramanam asti parantu Ishvaraha na asti. There is no God. They are astikaha and nastikaha also. They are not totally nastikas because they believe in Veda pramanam. They are astikas. But they don't believe in the existence of God who is Srishti Sthiti Laya Karanam. Therefore they are nastikas. With regard to Ishvara, they are nastikas. With regard to Vedas, they are astikas. So we can call them as what? Astika nastikas. Astika nastikas means what? They believe in Veda, but they don't believe in Ishvara. Nirishwaravadinaha. They are called as Nirishwaravadis. There is no Ishvara. But then how this creation has come into existence? How this creation has emerged? If you ask, they say, creation has never emerged. Creation was there is there, ever will be there, it is eternal. Creation is eternal. Where is the question of creation of that eternal creation? Therefore, there is no srishti. If the srishti topic comes only, there is a need, necessity of srishti karta. When the srishti topic comes only, there is a necessity of srishti karta. Creator of this creation is required. When there is no necessity of this srishti, srishti karta, therefore there is no Ishvara. There is no Ishvara. Who is a karma phala data is not there at all. So karmana eva mokshaha. So second salient feature of this Nirishvara Vadi. What is the first salient feature? Karmana phalam pratnomi iti. Karmana phalam we can acquire. By action itself we will get phalam. Action itself gives the phalam. Not only what phalam gives, mokshaha api. Karmana mokshaha api agacchati. This is the second feature. What are the reasons? There is no Ishvara because there is no creation. To create creation, Ishvara is not required. Then how this creation exists? Who controls this creation? The laws, L-A-W-S, the principles of this creation itself controls the creation. The principles of the creation, they themselves are the controllers of the creation. Ishvara is not required. How can you explain? If you ask, they say, if you throw a stone, it will fall down. If you throw a stone, it will fall down. How is it falling down? Because of gravitational force. That is the principle of the earth. If you pour water, it flows down. How it flows? It is another principle of this creation. That means the laws are there to govern the creation. Ishvara is not governing principle of this creation. There is no Ishvara at all. The laws are governing the creation. These are the examples he gives. Then the next point, these four Mimamsakas consider, since Ishvara is not there, whatever action we do, either to go to Swargaloka, either to get Moksha, whatever it, that the creative laws governs this karma, phalam. Once I do karma, the phalam will come. These are the clues or reasons they give. Then, when with this intention they are doing, now you understand who is Purva Mimamsaka? Purva Mimamsaka and Purva Mimamsakas, group of sages are called Purva Mimamsakas. They are all doing rituals with this motive. Then Lord Shiva, out of compassion, he wants to teach them a lesson. This is the story behind this. When they are doing rituals with this motive, what? Karma gives phalam. Karma alone gives moksha. There is no Ishvara. There is no creation. Creation is eternal. Srishti sthiti laya karana Ishvara is not there. Therefore, when they are doing like this, Lord Shiva wants to teach a lesson to those sages. The whole thing Muruganar is writing, okay? The story is his writing. When the Lord Shiva wants to teach the sages, how he gives the teaching, the story continues. The Lord Shiva becomes a young sannyasi. All sages are sitting and they are doing ritual. Yagam, homam, something, yajnam, something they are doing. Lord Shiva appears as a young sannyasi, very handsome young sannyasi, he appeared. And when Lord Shiva came in that form as a sannyasi, he is walking there. And these sages, all these wives, no, sages' wives are there, Rishi Patnis. They were all attracted to this young sannyasi. They started following him. All the sages' wives are going behind that sannyasi, young sannyasi. When they are going like that, what Vishnu did? Vishnu came in a Mohini form and stood in front of the sages. Lord Vishnu, Vishnu and Shiva, both of them are very, very closest friends. You know, they protect each other when that occasion comes, you know, each of them. We saw in Mohini Bhasmasura and like so many other stories also. Like that, Lord Vishnu also came where sages are doing ritual in the form of Mohini. Very, very attractive. You know Mohini? That Mohini is so attractive. These rishis, after seeing Mohini, they stopped performing the ritual. They also fell in love with this Mohini. And Mohini is doing dance and she is also moving here and there. They also following her. The rishis are following that Mohini. Wives are going behind the sannyasi. Rishis are going behind this Mohini. And after going some distance, the Mohini disappeared. Mohini disappeared. And these sages, then they thought, what happened to us? Where we are? What happened to our ritual? Then they rushed back to their homes where they are performing ritual. And they saw, Rishi Patnis are required, no, to do performance. They are not there at home. Where they have gone? The sages then were searching for their wives. And when they were searching like this, they saw their wives are following this sannyasi. And they understood, the sages understood, this whole problem is because of this sannyasi. This young sannyasi only did all this maya. Let us destroy this sannyasi. Let us destroy this sannyasi. For the destruction of that sannyasi, they started doing abhicharika karma to acquire certain instruments and to destroy this sannyasi. Abhicharika karma. To destroy one person, they invoke certain Shudra Devatas. By invoking certain Shudra Devatas, they get some power, some instruments, weapons to destroy this sannyasi. When they are trying to perform this Abhicharika Dharma, the sannyasi disappeared. Sannyasi disappeared. Then they understood. This whole thing happened because of some power that is Ishvara. This is whole thing happened because of Lord Shiva. There is Ishvara. Then Lord Shiva appeared and gave the teaching to them. That is called Upadesha. And the Upadesha Thinude Saram, essence. When Muruganar is writing like that, when the story part came, when Lord Shiva has to teach, that instruction he has to impart to the sages, then Muruganar thought, I am not the right person to give this instruction, to write these 30 verses. Ramana Maharshi alone is the competent. My guru is the competent one. Let me ask him to write these 30 verses. Complete this whole 100 verses can be completed with that 30 verses of Ramana Maharshi. What are the instructions given by the Lord Shiva? Then he approached the Ramana Maharshi. Hey Bhagavan, this is the teaching occurring in Shiva Puranam. I am not ready to write this teaching instruction. I feel you are the right person to give this instruction, upadesham, that which is the essence of the Vedas. That means, whatever is given the essence in Puranas, in Upanishads, is not different. It is non-different. In Puranas also, Bhagavata Puranam, Shiva Puranam, Vishnu Puranam, many places, there is the crux of the Vedantic teaching. Vedantic teaching is also there. But with some fiction in the story part, they introduce and give the teaching. That is the difference between Purana and Upanishad. Upanishad, there is no fiction. But in Purana, there is a fiction and include what? Vedantic teaching. There and there they include. That teaching alone is in this Upadesha, Ramana Maharshi writes. In his own language, Tamil language, Upadesha Undiyar. Upadesha Undiyar and Pera Dukhe. Upadesha in the form of a composition. Undiyar and a composition. Upadesha Undiyar and Pera. First he writes in Tamil. That what we have given the book in your hand, they say it is his own handwriting, Ramana Maharshi's handwriting. Afterwards, he alone wrote that Upadesha Undiyar in Malayalam, Telugu, that Telugu version I am having, Telugu and Sanskrit also in your Bhalavihar book it is there. Sanskrit version in this book also what I have given, in that book also Sanskrit version is there. So in four languages Ramana Maharshi wrote. Ramana Maharshi is not an author. He is not interested in writing. He don't want to become a great author. But he is a devotee. Muruganar is his devotee. Once devotees are asked, generally that Bhagavan or Mahatma, out of compassion, they start writing. The rest of the 30 verses, in the form of Upadesha Saram, written by Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi. Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi, you know, the place is Tiruvannamalai. Once you say Tiruvannamalai, Ramana Maharshi comes in the mind. Arunachaleshwara also will come. Once you listen the name of the Tiruvannamalai, next moment, who comes in your mind? Ramana Maharshi. Arunachaleshwara, Ramana Maharshi. What is the connection? Why I remember Ramana Maharshi? Before Ramana Maharshi coming, 200 years before, Ramana Maharshi passed away only in 1956, it seems. 54. Before that, Arunachaleshwara was there or not? From centuries, in the form of Agni Lingam, Panchabhutasu, Agni Lingam, one Lingam, Agni Lingam, Arunachaleshwara. What is the secret behind this Arunachaleshwara, once you remember? Ramana Maharshi come in your mind, and there is no difference between Arunachaleshwara and Ramana Maharshi. Once you remember Ramana Maharshi, Tiruvannamalai comes. Once you remember Tiruvannamalai, Arunachaleshwara comes. Once Arunachaleshwara comes, Ramana Maharshi comes. What is the interconnection? Every jnani is non-different from the Ishvara. This is what comes in our mind. Whether you know it or not, once you remember that Lord Arunachaleshwara, who comes next? Ramana Maharshi comes. Why he has to come? Why he has to come? Comes, that's all. Why don't ask them? How he occupies in our mind? Tiruvannamalai? Ramana Maharshi. Then what? Arunachaleshwara. That shows Arunachaleshwara alone is in the form of a jnani, Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi. This is the intention of Muruganar. The poet saint, he is also a great saint. Muruganar is not an ordinary person. He is a great saint and devotee of Bhagavan Ramana. That is the connection between Jnani and Ishvara. What Bhagavan said in 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Jnani itu Atmaiva Mematam. Correct the name? Follow. Jnani itu Atmaiva. Therefore, we never see Jnani is different from Ishvara. Then who is fit enough to give this teaching? Lord Shiva himself in the form of Ramana Maharshi. He is competent enough to write these 30 verses. This desire of Muruganar is appropriate desire, correct desire, proper desire. With this background, Ramana Maharshi start writing the teaching in 30 verses. All 30 verses, then Swami Dayananda Saraswati put in a nice tune, Lalita Vruttam and Pair is it. Anushup Chandaha, Jalla Chanda Sirkamaniya. For one line, 8 letters, for one line, 10 letters, for the Madhuri, or Chanda Sirkam. Similarly, this is in Lalita Vruttam, Sanskrit form, very simple, very lucid, easy to understand, and Dayananda Swamiji gives a nice tune that what we are chanting, rendering that tune. The entire 30 verses are nothing but the essence of Vedanta or Upanishad. In these 30 verses, sadhanas were given in the beginning, first portion. Jnana yogyata praptyartham sadhanani, first part. Jnana yogyata siddhyartham sadhanani is the first part of the Upanishadam. Then the second part is Jnana Yoga, the main teaching. Pujya Swamiji, you take this text in the beginning with Tattva Bodha. Along with Tattva Bodha, you take Dayananda Swamiji because many sadhanas pointed out in that first portion of Upadesha Saram. Values, sadhanas. Therefore, this first portion is come under sadhana part. Second portion, two parts only. Second portion is called Jnana Yoga part. The first portion, we can divide it into three portions. Sadhana part, we can classify into three portions. First portion is Karma Yoga. Second portion is Upasana Yoga. Third portion is Ashtanga Yoga or Dhyana Yoga. We can call it as Dhyana Yoga. Ashtanga Yoga or Dhyana Yoga. These are the three portions given in the first part of the Upadesha Saram as a sadhana. So Karma Yoga, Upasana Yoga, Dhyana Yoga. The fourth one is Jnana Yoga. Jnana Yoga. Upasana and Yoga, that is Ashtanga Yoga, briefly Bhagavan gives here. With this background, we enter into the first shloka. Karturajnaya prapyate phalam. Karma kim param karma tajjadam. Bhagavan Ramana Maharshi pointing out here about karma and its karma phala data, who is Ishvara. The teaching begins. What Lord Shiva says in the form of Ramana Maharshi, we have to take. So Ramana Bhagavan says, karma phalam, whenever we perform karma, karma phalam comes to us. Karma phalam is result of action. Karma phalam. That action, whatever you perform, gives the result. The result will come to whom? Karta. Whoever performs this karma, that phalam will come to him only. How it comes? Kartuhu ajnaya karma phalam kami. Kartur ajnaya praptyate phalam. Phalam praptyate. One acquires the benefit of that action. Phalam of that action. By that Ishvara's order. Kartuhu ajnaya. Karta means the doer here. Doer, the one who performs the action. There are three things involved in any action. Karta, karma, kriya. Karta means the doer of the action. Karma means the action. Karta, karma, kriya. Kriya means action. Karma means instrument of action. Karta, karma, kriya. Instrument of action, karanam also you can take. Karanam, karta, karanam, kriya. And he does karma. You can include karma, karanam also. Without karanam he cannot do any karma. That is understood. Therefore I didn't mention there. Now, these three cannot give phalam independently. They cannot give phalam independently. Because a person who performs karma, he do not know what phalam is going to come. When I perform an action, I do not know what result is going to come. For example, when I eat some food, when I take, what reaction is going to happen, I do not know. Inside my stomach, what to talk of outside actions. Every action behind, there is a sentient principle that similarly the phalam also comes. Karma cannot give phalam by itself. Karma cannot give result by itself. Why? Karma jadam. Any action you do by itself, action by itself is what? Inert. How a inert karma action can give a phalam to this karta, doer? This doer who is doing karma, this karma is jadam, inert. It cannot give the phalam to this performer. Then who will give phalam? Na? This karma cannot give. Something else it gives. Na? What is that something else? The knower of karma alone gives the karma phalam. The knower of karma alone gives karma phalam. Who is the knower of karma? Ishvara. Ishvara alone is the knower of karma. Karma cannot give because karma is jadam. The performer of this karma also not the knower of karma phalam. Therefore, he has to get the karma phalam from some other entity. That who is that entity? Anna, who is the knower of karma? How to understand? It looks as though easy. It is difficult also. Upanishadaram text is like that. Karma by itself is jadam. Kim param karma? Karma kim param? Is it supreme? Question mark. Is it supreme? How can it be supreme? Second line. Kim karma param bhavati? No. Tat karma jadam. Karma kim param? Karma tat karma jadam bhavati. It cannot be supreme. It is inert. How inert karma can give phalam? To our experience, anubhava, no inert thing gives something. No inert thing can give something. For example, when a person does a crime, a criminal has to be punished. Criminal has to be punished. How he can be punished? By implementing the law. We have to see the law books. அந்த லா புக்ஸ்ல ஃபார் திஸ் கிரைமுக்கு இந்த பனிஷ்மெண்ட், ஃபார் திஸ் கிரைமுக்கு இந்த பனிஷ்மெண்ட் அந்த லா பிரின்சிபல் சார்ந்த சிவில் கோடு கிரிமினல் கோடுல அந்த லா பிரின்சிபல் சார்ந்த. And the law principles themselves cannot punish the criminal. The law principles are there. Civil code, criminal code, principles are there. This is the punishment here. For this mistake, for this error, for this crime, this is the punishment. Here. But that book, law book itself cannot give punishment. Then who is required? The judge is required. Who is the knower of implementing this law upon that criminal? So the knower of that law, who is the operator? He alone opens the book and see which one punish, which punishment has to be given to that person. The judge is required. Even though laws are there, they themselves cannot punish the person. Lawyer or judge is required. Who is lawyer, judge, sentient or insentient? Sentient. What is this about this law? Is sentient or insentient? Insentient, jadam. The jadaman or law cannot punish the criminal. So to operate that law, to implement that law principle, a sentient judge or lawyer is required. Important. Similarly, O Purva Mimamsaka, even though the whole creation is controlled by the law principles, I know that, but they are all principles, cosmic laws are ஜடம். காஸ்மிக் லாஸ், த யூனிவர்சல் லாஸ், கண்ட்ரோலிங் பிரின்சிபல்ஸ், கவர்னிங் பிரின்சிபல்ஸ் ஆர் தேர், பட் தே ஆர் இன்ஆட் தே தெம்செல்ஸ் கேனாட் ஆக்ட் வித்தவுட் தட் கவர்னிங் பவர். தேர்ஃபோர் this part maker is the knower of part, how to make that part. Clay cannot become part by itself. Ghatasya karta ghatajnaha. The knower of the part knows how to manufacture the part. Ghatajnaha. The weaver who manufactures this cloth, he is the knower of how to manufacture the cloth. So patajnaha, patamana cloth. Ivar ghatajnaha, ivar patajnaha. Ghatasya karta ghatajnaha, patasya karta patajnaha, sarvasya karta sarvajnaha. Who is the sarvajnaha? Not you and I, that is sure. But the sarvajnaha is Ishvaraha, Lord. Jadam are sentient or insentient? Sentient, chetanam. Achetanam cannot, one chariot is coming, suppose. When the chariot is coming, chariot can come by itself? Chariot cannot come by itself without charioteer. Even a car cannot come by itself. நமக்கு சேரிட்டி வந்து கிடையாது, இப்ப கார்ல தானே வந்துட்டு இருக்கோம். கார் வருது, கார் வருது, என்ன கார் எப்படி வரும்? வித்வுட் சென்சியன்ட் டிரைவர் கார் கேனாட் மூவ். ஈவன் தீஸ் பீப்புள் ஆர் டாக்கிங் அபவுட் ரோபோ. ரோபோ டஸ் எவ்ரி திங் அண்ணா, யூ ஹாவ் டு சுவிட்ச் ஆன். ஓகே, திஸ் ரோபோ ஆல்சோ இட் டஸ் ஆல் ஆக்ஷன்ஸ் வாட் எவர் ஹியூமன் பீயிங் டஸ் பட் டு operate that robo, switch on pannanume, to switch on, can use another robo or sentient person? Sentient person alone can switch on that robo, then robo start functioning. What about computer? The whole computer is amazing how many are there, software, and that computer also, unless you are there, நோ சாப்ட்வேர் வில் ஃபங்க்ஷன் அவுட். So one sentient being is required to operate the governing principle. Similarly, the whole creation is governed by the laws, principle, gravitational force is there. We accept the fire, that ushnata, heat in the fire, chillness in the water, they are all principles. But the chillness is maintained, ordained, governed, and the ushnata, the heat in the fire is governed by that Paramatma Ishvara. Jadam can never give phalam. Him, karma param bhavati, never. Why? Tat karma jadam bhavati. This is the meaning of the first shloka. Kartuhu ajnaya praptyate phalam. Ishvarajna. Sarvasya karta, sarvajnaha, karta, ishvaraha. I am karta of what alone? My own action. I am not the creator of this universe. Kartuhu means what here? Vishvasya karta anartha. I am karta of my own family. Okay. I am karta of my own actions, my own circle. But I am talking all karma phalams to be given by, for all people, only by the sarvasya karta. Why? Ghatasya karta ghatajnaha. The knower of the pot is the manufacturer, the maker of the pot is the knower of the pot. The maker of cloth is the knower of cloth. The maker of chain is the knower of chain. How to do? The knower of universe, the maker of the universe is the knower of the universe. The maker of beings is the knower of beings and their karma. Then their karma phalam. So who can give karma phalam now? Ishvara alone can give. Purva Mimamsaka never say there is no Ishvara. Never say you will get moksha by karma. Karma is jadam. It can never give moksha. Who will give moksha? Ishvara. Ishvara anugrahat eva moksha praptihi. Guru anugrahat eva moksha praptihi. Who is this Guru and Ishvara? Sentient principle. Guru and Ishvara are not different. Guru anugraha eva Ishvara anugraha. Ishvara anugraha eva Guru anugraha. Similarly, your karma phalam can never come by just karma, that comes only by Ishvara. This is the first shloka meaning. So karma, Ishvara alone is responsible to give the karma phalam. So God gives all powers, all gives power to us. For what? To perform action. He has given Vaag Indriyam, Hasta Indriyam, Pada Indriyam, Chakshur Indriyam, Srotra Indriyam. This power he has given for what? To do action. But that action can never give phalam. The Bhagavan gives the phalam. That is the meaning. Now we'll go to the next shloka, second shloka. कृतिमहोदधौ पतन कारणम् फलम शाश्वतम् गति निरोधकम् The first 13 shlokas are simple only. Later slokas are only considered third slokas. This karma, which is jadam, which cannot, or independently it cannot give phalam, the more you do, kriti means here karma. It is Mahodadhi, it's like a vast ocean. There's a Karmakanda portion of Veda is very vast portion. And Jnanakanda is very less portion. It's not bulky, but Karmakanda, Upasana Kanda is very very bulky portion. That's why it is called Mahodadhi. Priti Mahodadhau. In this ocean of karma, whatever you are performing rituals, so many rituals we are doing, no? All these karmas, what they are going to give na? Patana karanam. You fall again and again in that cycle of birth and death cycle. Patana karanam. Karma, kama, karma, janva. You have a desire to do karma. Once you do karma, you get karma phalam. Once you get karma phalam, you get birth again. Once again you get birth, what you do? Again kama, again karma, again phalam. Again what? Again janma. Karma, kama, karma, janma, pravaha. Endless cycle. So again and again you will fall in that womb of the mother. Punarapi jananam. Punarapi maranam. Punarapi janani jathare shayanam. Amma vaisala thungana. Enda amma ni kekadunga. Enda amma ni basala amma va, crocodile amma va, ant amma va, illana human being amma va. In anything it is possible. Priti mahodhadhau. The more you do action, the more phalam comes. The more phalam comes, much more, many more janmas will come. Many more janmas vandanannu malli karma. Again karma. It's a chain, cycle of action. You will fall in that chain. Patana karanam. So patana, why is it called patanam? Why can't it be an superior? Why you are talking about falling? Birth is a falling. It is samsara. There is dukkha. Janana, vyadhi, marana, dukkham is there. Vyadhi, jara, maranam. These three are happy or unhappy? Unhappy. So unhappy vandhi, are you climbing or falling? Falling. Therefore it is patana karanam. The action is the cause of falling again and again in this samsara. Samsara means what? Dukkham. Kriti mahodhadau patana karanam. Why? What is the reason? It's phalam. Phalam is ashashatam phalam. Its result, phalam means result. Ashashvatam, it's not permanent. It is temporary. Whatever karma you do, any amount of karma, any superior karma gives superior phalam, inferior karma gives inferior phalam. Any phalam is ashashvatam. Tetam bhuktva svargalokam vishalam. By doing Jyotishthoma Yaga, you go to Swarga, and after the phalam is over, what they do? Chine Punye Martya Lokam Vishante. Visa over. No job. Go to your Kuvam River. So the all karmas are the givers of temporary phalam. Phalam ashashvatam. Not only that, gati nirodhakam. They stop your spiritual journey. Gati means what here? Moksha prapti. Gati means here spiritual journey, moksha prapti. Gati nirodhakam. They upset your goal. What is Paramapurushartha? Moksha. Hey, Purva Mimamsaka, how karma gives moksha? Moksha kudukaradille, it brings down to ஜனன மரண சம்சார சக்கரம். Therefore, karma is a limited entity that performed by a person. Karma or action is always binds the person. Na karmana na prajaya dhane na tyage naike amrutatvamanas. Apdi enna pannanum swami, karma sanyasam pannanuma anna. Fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Lord Krishna says, you can never renounce karma. You can never renounce action. But then why Ramana Maharshi is saying like this, patana karanam, kriti mahodharam, patana karanam, phalam asashatam, bhayam kudukkarare indha madri. He is frightening us by saying the karma is very, very inferior, limited. He is saying like this. Then Lord Krishna says, don't give up karma, do your karma. How to understand? All are contradictory. Confusion. No confusion. Understand karma to be done, to come out of karma. Understand karma to be performed, to come out of karma. Jnanena karma sanyasaha. Karma sanyasa to middle of karma phala தியாகம் கர்ம சந்நியாசா. கர்ம பல தியாகம் கர்ம சந்நியாசா, நாட் கர்ம சந்நியாசம், நாட் த ரினன்சியேஷன் ஆஃப் ஆக்ஷன். பட் யூ ஆர் திங்கிங் தட் கர்மா வில் கிவ் மோக்ஷா, கர்மா கிவ் எனி பலம், கர்மா வில் நெவர் கிவ் மோக்ஷா. கர்மா பை இட்செல்ஃப் இட் கேனாட் கிவ் எனி திங். வாட் டு டாக் ஆஃப் மோக்ஷா. Karma by itself cannot give anything. Even swarga you cannot get by karma. By itself, karma independently cannot give phalam. Who gives phalam? Ishvara. Ishvarena Ishvara dwara. So karma, one side, perform your duty, perform your duty, shastra says. Give up karma, shastra says. How to understand, na? நகி கஷ்டி க்ஷணமபி ஜாது திஷ்டத்தி அகர்ம கிருது. கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் நோ ஒன் கேன் சிட் எ செகண்ட் வித்தவுட் பர்ஃபார்மிங் கர்ம. திஸ் மந்திர புஷ்பன் இந்த ஸ்லோகன் சேஸ் ந கர்மணா ந பிரஜயா தனேன. யூ கேன் நெவர் கெட் எனி பெனிஃபிட் பை திஸ் பர்ஃபார்மன்ஸ் ஆஃப் கர்ம, புத்ரா, ஆல் திஸ் பொசிஷன்ஸ் யூ கேன் நெவர் கெட். தேர்ஃபோர் ரினவுன்ஸ் கர்ம. என்ன அர்த்தம்? கர்ம பலம் சாதம் பண்ணு. நெவர் ஹாவ் பற்று அட்டாச்மெண்ட் டுவர்ட்ஸ் த பலம். ஓகே, ஹாவ் அட்டாச்மெண்ட் வித் கர்ம, நாட் வித் பலம். கர்மல இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் இருக்கணும், கர்மல வைராக்கியம் வரக்கூடாது. ஹே அர்ஜுனா, நெவர் கிவ் அப் கர்ம. மே யூ ஹாவ் தட் இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் அட்டாச்மெண்ட் வித் கர்ம. But you give up attachment with what? Karma phalam. Namma enna pandrom? Ulta. Karma ella vittidu. Karma phalam venum, phalam venum, phalam venum. Enna pannuvar Bhagavan? Oru kuttu kudupar, avladha. Unakku chitta shuddhi varadu. Jnana yogyata varadu. Mokshamu varadu. Therefore what? Do karma. It is not maha udhari if you understand what karma gives. What karma cannot give? What are the limitations of karma? Who gives karma phalam? Understand. How to understand? Study shastra. You can understand exact what is karma. Even Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, even wise people are also confused about karma. Bodhavyam akarmanascha bodhavyam gahana karmano gatihi anaru. The root of karma phalam is very, 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 very difficult to understand. Even panditas also confused. What to talk of ordinary people? Therefore, understand properly what is karma. And practice that karma and come out of that karma. Grow in karma, gracefully come out of karma. Don't hold on to karma, don't hang on to that karma phalam. More in the next class. பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.